Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life. Some purchases were approved during the last Sebring Village Council meeting. The council approved the allocation of additional funds in the amount of $1,765 to purchase wireless radios for the DPW. The purchase of a tabletop microphone set with amplifier and speaker was approved at a cost not to exceed $1,400. The rest of the meeting dealt with approving some routine matters. The Village Council will continue to meet at the Village Hall at 22 North Center Street at 7 p.m. on the third Monday of the month. The Council approved the Sebring Chamber of Commerce's request to use Village Grounds for special events like an Easter egg hunt, the Sugar Festival, Moonlight Madness, and Spirit of Christmas. Also, the Council reappointed Doug Deming, Scott Myers, and Nick Schenck to the Harbor Commission Board. They will each serve a 3-year term that ends on January 20th, 2029. And during the last meeting of the Sandusky Board of Education, discussed the possibility of going for a bond issue for some improvements. There was a brief discussion of going for a bond proposal possible athletic field and auditorium. During the meeting, the board conducted an organization. As part of that, re-elected Carolyn Stoutenberg, president, Robert Hassler, vice president, and Nora Harding, secretary, and Daniel Gerstenberger, treasurer. The board also selected Bob and Lisa Kolar, Thumb Meet of Champions, friend of youth. In other matters, the board approved hiring Aaron Gregor as maintenance manager. They also approved George Cook for boys junior high track coach, Emma Woods for girls junior high track coach, and Danielle Franzel for girls junior varsity softball coach. And the Michigan State or Department of State released its 2025 Consumer Service Data Report showing sustained improvements in branch office efficiency and customer satisfaction, even amid a sharp increase in demand for Real ID services. For the third consecutive year, 91% of customers visiting Secretary of State branch offices were served within 20 minutes or less. This performance held steady despite a 219% increase in Real ID transactions compared to 2024, driven by the federal compliance deadline. Staff completed more than 460,000 Real ID transactions in 2025, including over 200,000 issued in the weeks surrounding the May 7th deadline. By year's end, nearly 6.6 million Michigan driver's licenses and state IDs were Real ID compliant, representing about 79% of all credentials statewide. Kent County reported the highest Real ID adoption rate of 90%, followed by Oakland, Macomb, Ottawa, and Kalamazoo counties. When we come back after the Sanilac Medical Care Facility sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news, and obituaries.
This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility. It's chilly outside, but all of us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility bring the warmth of genuine care to your loved ones no matter the weather. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a welcoming home with personalized care plans promoting independence and wellness. At the Medical Care Facility, we keep the focus simple, bringing high quality, comprehensive care, and peace of mind to residents and their families. At the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we have speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy all on site. Whether your loved one is with us for short-term care or long-term care, we all share the same commitment to high-quality, individualized care. Your loved ones deserve the best, and at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we continue to be the warmth of genuine care.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Looking at our national news, Houston employment firms report rise in layoffs. Major employment agencies in Houston reported a noticeable uptick in corporate layoffs today, citing a shift toward AI-driven automation and fluctuating energy prices. Technology and administrative roles are among the most affected as companies restructure to remain competitive. And in our international news, Iran and U.S. hold indirect nuclear talks in Oman. A top Iranian security official arrived in Oman today for a new round of indirect negotiations with the United States. The talks are centered on Tehran's nuclear program and the potential for sanctions relief in exchange for uranium dilution. And we have one obituary to report for this hour. Ricky Charles Andrup, 45, of Bad Axe, Michigan, passed away unexpectedly on January 30th, 2026. Ricky was born on August 16th, 1980 in Bad Axe, Michigan. Ricky is survived by his loving parents, Dee Andrick and Fred Andrick, his siblings Jenny, Chauncey, Kyle, and Nikki, as well as several nieces and nephews. He was a brother and friend who provided constant laughs and will be remembered for the joy and humor he brought to the lives of those around him. A celebration of life gathering will take place at a later date. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sanilac Medical Care Facility, where care is not just a service, but a heartfelt commitment to a better quality of life.